Interlopers by Alan Dean Foster. Print publication by Penguin Putnam. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read to you by Ben Browder.
Catupec was hungry. He stirred within the stone. As solid and as impermeable as it was beautifully carved, it stood upright alongside its unformed and uninhabited basaltic kin. No light penetrated the ancient temple where the stones reposed. None had entered for hundreds of years. The absence of illumination didn't matter to Catupec. Light meant nothing to him. He and his kind utilized means and methods of perception that didn't require its presence. Within him boiled the hunger, a sear, seething whirlpool of dissatisfaction and emptiness. Considering how long it had been since last he had fed, it was surprising the discomfort was not worse. Yet he contented himself. For the first time in living memory, food was at hand. Something to eat. Something to suck at. He divined its presence nearby, had been aware of it for some time now. Some days would see it drawing tantalizingly close. Others would find it moving maddeningly away. There was nothing Catupec could do but wait. In order for him to be able to feed, physical contact with the food was necessary. Because of his nature, his situ, that contact had to be initiated by the food itself. He envied the others of his kind who could move about more freely in search of sustenance. Most of them were much smaller than he, however, and needed less feeding. His kin were multitudinous and diverse. But there was only one, Catupec. He. Him. Having been patient for so many centuries, he would perforce have to be patient a while longer, but it was frustrating to have so much fresh food.